You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hundreds of actors, directors, and other film industry professionals, including the likes of Olivia Colman, Mark Ruffalo, Javier Bardem, and Tilda Swinton, have signed a pledge which was submitted by the group Film Workers for Palestine, where they have vowed not to work with Israeli film institutions that they say are implicated in genocide and apartheid against the Palestinian people. The pledge is inspired by the cultural boycott that contributed to the end of apartheid in South Africa. Taking it back to last year, Will Alexander, a New Zealand actor who has appeared on Shortland Street in the past, chose to go on a hunger strike due to what he referred to as the New Zealand government being complicit in an ongoing genocide committed by Israel against the Palestinian people. As he has personally acted against Israel in the past, I spoke to Will to get his opinion on the news of other global actors choosing to strike against Israel and how an actor can shape public perception. What was your reaction when you saw this report?
I was really pleased. I think it's great that it's becoming more normal and more accepted for people to refuse to work with anyone from the Israeli state, to be honest, until Israel stops committing this genocide and starts abiding by international law. These are huge names, and they have a lot of people paying attention to the things that they say. And so it's a real relief to find out that people with this kind of reach and this kind of fame are speaking out against the Israeli apartheid and the Israeli genocide. It's really promising, and I hope that we see more of this in the coming future.
And when it comes to the strike against Israel, can you explain how powerful it is for actors such as these ones to use their public image against a genocide like the one in Gaza right now?
Yeah, it's extremely powerful. As I said, they've got a huge amount of fame, and a lot of people know them and respect them. And so for them to deny working with Israeli directors and creators is certainly the direction that we need to be going in. Yeah, it makes a huge difference culturally when people know that they have these favourite actors and people that they see in films and television programs, that they know that these people don't accept Israel's genocide and apartheid and lack of appreciation for international law. So it's hugely powerful.
And for those who aren't aware, what personally motivated you to go on a hunger strike last year, and how did you feel throughout the process?
What motivated me was New Zealand's lack of action and ultimately their complicity in this genocide. The three demands that I had during that hunger strike was that the New Zealand government investigates Raycon. Raycon is a company in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, which manufactures crystal oscillators. And these crystal oscillators are used to make so-called smart bombs. And then those crystal oscillators are sold to the United States, which are then put into weapons and then sold to Israel. So there are weapons components that are being manufactured in Aotearoa, New Zealand, which are being used in Gaza to kill children. So that was one of my first demands. My second demand was that the New Zealand government pull any troops out of the Red Sea. We have sick military personnel over in the Red Sea who are assisting the United States and Israel to attack Yemen. And the reason that they're attacking Yemen in the Red Sea is to keep those shipping lanes open. And Christopher Luxon would say that they're protecting commercial shipping lanes, which may be true, but this is the most direct shipping lane from the United States to Israel. And so essentially what those military personnel from New Zealand are doing over there is ensuring that the shipping lanes for weapons are staying open so that the United States can keep those weapons flowing to Israel during a genocide. So my second demand was that they withdraw those troops and stop supporting the United States and Israel. And my third demand was that New Zealand reinstates and doubles its funding to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, which is the largest and best equipped humanitarian organization in the region to help displaced Palestinians. That's the reason that the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, was set up in 1948 to address the problem problem of displaced Palestinians that were displaced in the Nakba, which began in 1948. So that's what inspired me to start the hunger strike, was that New Zealand, unfortunately, is lagging behind many, many other countries in their condemnation of Israel's war crime, and we really need to up our game. There are a lot of other countries around the world that are now recognizing a Palestinian state, and New Zealand, unfortunately, has not taken that step. They're really sitting on their hands and kicking the can up the road and taking their time when it comes to recognizing a Palestinian state. So really it was a public awareness campaign to try and get as much attention of New Zealanders onto the fact that our government is assisting Israel and the United States as they carry out one of the worst war crimes and atrocities of this century. And how did I feel during the hunger strike? I mean, it felt good to be doing something. It felt good to be making a difference and raising awareness of our government's complicity and lack of action, their failure to uphold their obligations under the Genocide Convention, which says that governments around the world are obliged to stop genocide from happening before it occurs, not after it's occurred. And there are numerous well-respected humanitarian organizations like Amnesty International that have said that this is a genocide. Even the International Court of Justice has said that it is a probable genocide, and yet our government is still failing to uphold its obligations. So yeah, it felt good to be raising awareness of this, and I think it did make a difference. It got in the news and it was quite a big story, but it was only a small part of what we need to do. I mean, that was about a year and a half ago now, and things are still carrying on. Our government is still in the completely shameful position of continuing to support Israel and run cover for these war crimes. And things are only getting worse, as we can see now that there is a man-made famine in Gaza because Israel is refusing to let aid into the strip. So ultimately, it felt good to be doing something during the hunger strike, but there's still a lot more to be done.
Many people believe speaking out against a public issue that could be controversial can hurt your image. Can you talk about your thought process when you chose to take action?
Yeah, I would say that my image is not as important as my morals and my humanity. And if speaking out against a horrific crime against humanity damages my image, that's just not something that I really consider. And if people are less likely to work with me or associate with me or be my friend because I speak out for human rights, then they're not necessarily people that I want to be associated with anyway. I think of people like John Minto, who I've gotten to know over the last couple of years, and how much I respect him for what he's done and how much he's spoken out for the Palestinian people, as well as for the people of South Africa during the South African apartheid. And I feel proud to be following in his footsteps in a way and learning from him. So, yeah, my public image and my career are not as important as my morals or standing up for humanity.
Recently, there have been a lot of people who have compared the current genocide in Gaza to apartheid in South Africa, including members of this pledge as well. Do you think we'll start to see more global protests like this one to help shape public opinion similar to what was done in the 1980s?
I hope so. And it does seem to be spreading and growing, the support for Palestine. We can see that at the moment there is the Samud flotilla, which is on its way to Gaza now, which has actually just been attacked in a drone strike in Tunis, just off the coast of Tunisia. I think it's becoming clearer and clearer to people all around the world that Israel is a rogue criminal state. And it's slowly becoming, too slowly, but it is becoming, I suppose, yeah, more accepted and respected to speak up for Palestine and for a free Palestine and human rights. So yes, I think we will see more actions like this. And as people see that actually people who speak up for these things are more respected rather than less respected, then people will tag along with those people who were brave enough to be at the forefront and do it first. Yeah, I think we'll see more actions like this strike, yeah.
And lastly, do you think an action like the actors' strike, as well as what you did last year, can genuinely send a message to governments around the world?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that public opinion does affect politics. politicians a lot, especially if we're coming up to an election. That seems to be all they care about is public opinion. And so public opinion and major shifts in public opinion can end wars. We can see that public opinion and support for Israel is waning considerably in the United States, with around 60% of people over there no longer supporting any arms transfers to Israel anymore. So actions like these, especially from actors who are as popular as Mark Ruffalo, they do make a huge difference in our culture, and also in public opinion as well. So they do absolutely affect the politicians and the decision makers, which is the whole point of activism, really, is to change policies of the government. So yes, absolutely, I think that they can make a difference. There are a whole lot of different aspects to this movement for Palestine that need to increase. It's not just actions like this and hunger strikes and things. It's also people fundraising, people just speaking to their family and friends about what's going on. It all plays a part in making a difference. Interviews like this, I think, they make a difference. There may be one small drop in the bucket, but they do play their part. I hope the New Zealand government cleans up its act and actually starts speaking up for Palestine and for human rights. Like, we have a reputation to do. We were the first country in the world to give women the vote. We said no to any nuclear activities in New Zealand. And the way that we've responded to this genocide in Gaza is a shameful stain on New Zealand's image around the world globally.
And that was Will Alexander on the motives behind his hunger strike last year and why actors should use their public image to help shape opinion.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.